for giving customer service a call. My name is Mia. Let me ask you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Yes, how may I assist you?
Well, I was calling because I think I've got fraud on my account again. I was just looking over my online account because my boss went on vacation and never got payroll sent in, so I've been monitoring it because my regular payroll hasn't hit. In the meantime, I've noticed two charges that I don't recognize. One was on the 14th of July for just $5.74, but then there's one that's in the middle of processing right now for $56.95, and I don't have any idea what the hell this is. And unfortunately, I did get an alert that one of the passwords I have used in the past was found on a different website or something. I got something in the mail from I know, one said maybe Wells Fargo or something. So I have gone in and I have changed my passcode, but I need to find out what these two charges are.
All right. So I'll be more than happy to, you know, get everything resolved for you. What's that first and last name along with that billing address
sure.
for security purposes?
Sure, no problem. Kathleen with a K. Last name is Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y. My address is 5651 Middlecoff Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33413.
All right. Thank you for that information. So, yes, reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken expressing that you had won a free kitchen item, and all you had to do was pay shipping of $5.74 to receive it. This was just on the 13th. Do you not recall of ordering or winning any kitchen items?
No, not really. And I definitely would have, you know, what's this other charge for $56.95?
So within the 24 to 48-hour time frame, if the account is not canceled, then the after-trial charge would apply to the account, emailing a $125 voucher to order more items.
No, I would have not done that.
Okay, no problem. Because one of your household, possibly?
Definitely not with my permission.
Okay, that's understandable. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. I'm going to go ahead and get this canceled and get you connected over to our fraud department so they'll be able to better assist you regarding the charges, all right?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. One moment. Connect you over now.
All right, thank you.